Jordan Reed will be out for the remainder of the season. I did see a specialist today in Pittsburgh, and they recommended for him to stay away or at least not practice for the next 3 weeks. And so he will go in IR. Darryl Young was limited today in practice. E.J. Biggers was full go, and Trent Williams was full go. Pardon me? He was limited. Yeah. E.J. and Trent were full. Okay, well, good talking to you guys.
I have a question. You've talked about various relationships with quarterbacks over the years, about knockdown dragouts with John back in Denver and how you're not necessarily a quarterback's best friend. As a coach, how do you, with any player in particular, quarterback, walk that line of you want to be firm, but you don't want to alienate. You don't want to be their best friend, but you want to be their coach. Is that a tough thing to do? Is it different from player to player?
Oh, I don't think so. I just think that relationship grows in time. You know, the more time you spend together, I think the better the relationship gets. You're going through some, tough times. You're going through some great times. But all relationships, develop. And a lot of times when it's stressful, sometimes a little bit tougher when things are all going great, but you're always hoping to pull in the same direction and everybody's got the respect for one another, knowing how tough their jobs are, and just try to improve to get better.
Did you you said he's going to go to IR. Did you make the decision he's going to go there today, and do you have a corresponding move yet?
No, we haven't decided. I just found out within 20 minutes ago. One of the reasons I was late was, talking to Dr. Casolaro and Larry about the specialist and his recommendation up in Pittsburgh.
So no thought yet on who you elevate?
Pardon me?
You haven't gotten there yet.
No, I just found out that he wouldn't be able to go.
With J.D. Walton, I think it is, the new center you brought in. What did you guys see in him?
We liked him out of college. We liked the way he played in Denver for the first couple of years. One of the reasons why we claimed him.
Goes without saying, played at Baylor with Robert. Was that a factor at all, that chemistry?
Well, the first thing is a personal football player. That's a bonus because Robert knew him. He knows what type of character he has, what type of guy he is, and you're always looking to, somebody's background, and Robert gave him the highest recommendation as a person. But we'll go back and take a look at the film, and we liked what we saw, not only in college but at Denver as well.
Mike, given his injury history, would he be eligible to play this weekend, and what role do you see for him?
No, I think this is for the future. He would not play, this week or next week. It would be him coming back to the squad next year and, competing with the rest of the offensive linemen.
Mike, to follow that part up, but what do you think medically about where he'll be long term? Have you have a medical opinion about whether he'll make a full recovery on
You never know. You never know. But we just know what we thought of him coming out of college, what we evaluated at Denver. 2 years, starting all 16 games and 4 games. You can see he's a football player. You always got the question mark with the medical, but we'll see that in time.
With Kirk, obviously not as many reps as the starter normally gets these first 2 years. But what have you seen from year one to year two out of Kirk?
Well, one thing I think that he was able to do is with all the OTA reps, with the summer camp reps, that he got a full share, which was big in his development going into this year. And then all of a sudden you don't get any reps until last week. So I know he's enjoying the repetition that he's gotten, and he gets to work with the first unit again. So that's a big plus for him. You can see he's more comfortable this week than he was last week.
Mike, Justin Tucker, the kicker for the Ravens, is 35 of 37 on the season. He's probably having the best year of any kicker. They're the only team in the NFL that has a kicking coach on their staff, specifically just for the kicker. Have you ever had that before? And I guess just what's your thoughts on that?
Well, if we can get 35 for 37, then you can guarantee me that we will get a kicking coach, I promise you. That's maybe it's due to his coach. If it is, he should ask for a raise because that's pretty impressive.
Have you ever had anyone on your staff just dedicated to the kicker?
We've had people come in that have worked with kickers, not necessarily full-time, but we've had guys that have worked throughout the offseason with a kicking coach, and sometimes they'll bring a guy in for a few days if they get a little off kilter. But a lot of these kickers and snappers work with somebody in the offseason and try to tone in their expertise.
With Bakari Rambo being inactive, how do you balance? Obviously didn't have a great game the week before, but he's also one of those young guys that maybe you'd like to see a little bit more of here down the stretch.
Well, what happens, it's not only special, I mean, it's not only the position, but it's special teams as well. So you may play free safety, strong safety. Who is the best guy for that 45th, 46th spot to help you in that area? So part of it is based on special teams, and part of it's based on his position. And that's why going into each game, you're never really sure who that 44, 45, or 46th guy is, depending on how they practice and what you think gives you the best chance to win.
I wanted to ask you about practices, too, obviously playing out the stretch of a season. Do you do anything to mix it up, keep guys from getting complacent or checking out?
Well, first of all, regardless what type of practice that you have, you're hoping guys don't check out. But it is a little bit different toward the end of the season on any football team than it is, you know, through the first half of the season. With your walkthroughs, with your live reps, again, you're trying to do everything to give them the best chance to be ready for the game, still be prepared.
Full effort.
No, it's not really. Not if you got the right guys. You got the right character. You know, you're getting full speed effort. You know, they understand that, you know, this is their profession. And if they don't handle it that way, the chances of them being around for any length of time is not very good.